These materials are largely lumber, cement, galvanized, plywood, some household features like the toilets, kitchen sink, and so on. Because, you know, we provide, and we're still providing for two important programs which we have devised. One is the program for the Lives to Live. The other is the program to assist in the rehabilitation after the natural disasters. And a lot of people who comfortably sit in their homes, who are not involved in the management of this matter, do not sufficiently appreciate the extent of the damage that people have suffered from Tumas come right up. And you have to be dealing with these on an ongoing basis. Whilst we have purchased from them, on every single occasion, we have also purchased from the local suppliers. We must always bear in mind when you're buying from the local suppliers that the only commodity in the building trade which we bring from Tankwell, which is produced here, they're bringing the raw material here naturally, which is produced here, but it's galvanized. Everything else, everybody has to import. This shipment of $4.5 million Eastern Caribbean, we get a year to pay. That means we pay monthly installments, 12 monthly installments. And what we have been doing is that when we make the payments in the past, we have made the payments from Petrocarib resources. It doesn't come immediately and directly from the consolidated fund. This particular set of materials, again, are going to be for Lives to Live and for some houses which we still have to deal with, not just rebuilding of houses, but to provide building materials for people who have, some who have had some, but the houses are not completely repaired on the spot where they have suffered that damage. And then there are always people who are not as well off, or people who cannot get all the assistance from the social development. The Ministry of Housing, through their professional staff, will do an assessment. Those who are to be assisted, get assisted. I know when people hear that there is $4.5 million worth of materials, everybody is bringing a list, and there are thousands of persons who are seeking to get materials. We have built, through HLDC, about 1,200 houses. We have, through the Ministry of Housing itself, after storms and so on, did several hundreds more, and repair many. We have done 70-something units in relation to Lives to Live. Distributed again millions of dollars of materials. And then through our other policies, like 100% mortgage for public servants, like, for instance, the distribution of lands. We have done about 4,500 lots, building lots, since we have been in office. I've been touching up the numbers, and our housing program, since we have come in, that we have unleashed value into the marketplace in excess of $450 million Eastern Caribbean, is a significant amount of wealth